Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
26 to 8 on this Friday morning, a mostly sunny day for day three of the test at the Gabba. And Gold Coast listeners will be joining the coverage at 8 o'clock. And play will get underway later this morning. You can download the SENQ app and get the commentary of our team from the Gabba, which includes Heels. So day three of the test coming up a little bit later this morning. Updating some other sport around today outside of cricket. Parramatta has signed Josh Hodgson for season 2023 after Reid Marnie made the move to the Bulldogs in 2023. Bailey Simonson has also joined Parramatta this year. He signed a two-year deal. So for 2022 and 2023, he'll play for Parramatta, but half his contract will be paid for by the Canberra Raiders. Parramatta is also interested in Tarek Sims from the Dragons for 2023. And the Tigers have stopped training because one of the training staff have tested positive to COVID. A little bit of A-League news. The Roar take on Western United tomorrow in Sydney. And speaking of COVID and stopping things, the Spurs-Brighton Premier League match set down for Sunday has been postponed after players and staff at Tottenham have tested positive as well. The Novak Djokovic alleged loophole for the Australian Open with unvaccinated players doesn't seem to be a loophole at all. Craig Tiley says that unvaxxed players will not play in the Australian Open. So watch this space over Christmas and New Year with regards to Novak and the Australian Open. Sean Seamer has quit as the CEO of Supercars. He's heading to the United States, but he will be around for another 6 months. And the AFL draw has been done. Round one, the Lions will take on Port at the Gabba at 10 past 7 on Saturday, March 19. And the Suns, they're in Perth for game one on Sunday, a 6:40 start on March 20. The Lions play the Demons twice this year. They play a top eight side 10 times. And Collingwood is there. The Easter game against Collingwood is still on at the Gabba. The Suns have got nine games against top eight teams in 2022. Four of their first nine are at home. So that's the draw for the AFL for next season. Now, thanks to the Sporting Globe Rabina, download the app for What's On Daily, and there's plenty happening at the Sporting Globe Rabina. They've got the NBA, the Big Bash tomorrow as well, and of course the Test match on their 6,488 screens. They're massive. They're all over the place at the Sporting Globe at Rabina. And then on Sunday, if the cricket's still going, but they've also got the NBA. The Sporting Globe Rabina showing all sport live and loud. Download the app today for What's On Daily. Now, he's in early. Made the trip, got in early because he wanted to be a part of Questions Without Notice. Chris Nelson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
You wanted to be involved yesterday when work experience boy Zorko and I were talking about things that you don't like on the road.
Oh, I could have figured it out.
You actually rang me and said, I wanted to get on. I wanted to have a crack. You don't like...
I don't like merging. I like merging, but a lot of people up here don't like merging, or they're not very good at it, one or the other. And my pet hate is people that get petrol and you park behind them and you wait and they go inside and they buy up half the shop, go to the toilet, wash their hands five times, walk around the actual inside area, then just dawdle back to the car while you're sitting there waiting. That really gets me going.
Or you walk in just as someone who's picked up 48 packets of chips and three drinks and all that sort of stuff makes their way in front of you to the checkout.
Exactly.
And all you want to do is pay for just the petrol you've just bought, tap and go, away you go. And someone's done their weekly shopping in front of you.
Has it ever occurred to you, when I was in Victoria and I used to do this and I still do it up here, if you've got petrol and someone's behind you and there's a spot up at the front where your people park, does anyone think of driving into the park and just going in and paying so the person behind you can then get their petrol and it all flows? I must be the only person up here that does it.
Yeah, because you've been accused of doing a runner.
No, well,
by getting in your car. I'll keep an eye out for you.
I do that all the time because I'm courteous.
Another thing that annoys me is people that drive around, like on a day like today, plenty of sunshine, with their fog lights on.
Oh.
A, it's illegal, and B, it's just stupidity in the extreme.
As if they can't see.
F-O-G, fog.
How much fog do we have up here anyway?
It's outside of Canberra. It's the foggiest state capital in the country.
What, Brisbane?
Yep.
I haven't seen any yet.
Well, you don't live in Brisbane.
No, true.
So there you go. So anyway, today's question without notice. That was yesterday's question.
I'm not happy about this. I don't know.
Today's question without notice. And it's all around. I'm not cruel. I could be cruel, but I'm not. It's all around the AFL draw. And it got me thinking today because they're playing Wednesday nights. They're playing
Thursday nights.
And the NRL plays Thursday night. They have a 6 o'clock Friday game and all that sort of stuff. What's your favourite sport football watching time? If you could say to the AFL or the NRL, this is the best time to put a game on, what's your favourite?
Friday night. Friday night is the best night for watching because most people they've finished their working week. They want to sit down, have a couple of drinks and sort of wind down a little bit. And I think Friday night's the perfect night for that. And I think it's their biggest night rating-wise too.
So that's from a TV perspective?
Yes.
Yeah, and I understand that. So, but what about from going to a game perspective?
Oh, going to a game... I still don't think you can beat the old Saturday afternoon at the footy.
Agree.
I love Saturday afternoons at the footy. I mean, all games used to be on a Saturday afternoon, all of them. Not the case now, of course, they're spread out, but I don't know, there's just something about it. You get the Saturday morning build up and, you know, you're on the way to the ground and,
Have a few drinks on the way home and you know you don't have to get up the next day to go to work.
That's right. Whether it's a Sunday, you've got that, I've got to go to work the next day feeling, which is never pleasant. So, yeah, I think Saturday. The night games are okay, but you still get home late at night.
Yep.
You would know from commentating.
Well, the novelty of night sport has worn off a bit.
Yeah.
See, the reason that the pink ball test, we haven't had many of them, so that's still exciting. But night footy, the novelty's worn off a bit. I know in the NRL, fans are screaming out and love daytime footy, and it's completely different competition when you've got teams playing on a dry surface in sunshine. It's better football, regardless whether it's AFL or NRL. Conditions, dry conditions in the sunshine, you see a better quality of game.
Yeah, and as I say, with the night games, you've got to get home, you've got to get through the crowd, whether it be on public transport, whether it be in your car, you've got to beat the traffic. Mm. Whereas if you're home on a Friday night watching a night game, you just go to bed.
Well, see, beating the traffic for a Richmond supporter is not that hard because you'd leave at three-quarter time. So
not when we've won three of the last four premierships.
Did you make the eight last year? I don't think you did.
No,
did
we
you?
Didn't.
No, there you go.
That's okay.
So that wasn't too
We're
hard,
building
was it?
Again.
Wasn't too hard, was it?
No, not last year.
No, I'm talking about the questions without notice.
No, that was a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
Very easy one.
19
You'd almost think that you told me beforehand.
Quite. 19-8.